What do you want to know?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? This is Emil, customer service, returning your call. How may I assist you?
Which one is this with, eBay? Hello?
Yes, I'm a third-party customer service who do customer service for numbers of merchants. So if you do have an account with us, I'll be more than happy to assist.
Who'd you say this was?
This is customer service.
With who?
I do customer service for numbers of merchants, sir.
Okay.
Could you provide me your zip code?
46016.
46016.
Hello?
46016.
Yes.
Your first and last name will be
Dwight Leisure.
All righty, let's see. All right, Mr. Leisure. And, okay, I do see your name within our system, but it doesn't show as if you have an account with us.
Ask her who she's with.
Who are you with?
Okay, so basically this you was attempting to make a charge with us on the 19th of April. If you can confirm that billing address for me, I'll be more than happy to go into detail.
I know who it is. It's the kids insurance.
Yeah, okay.
Here, hold on, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
No, this is not an insurance. This is something about a watch.
A watch?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about a watch.
The charge was attempted to be created on the 19th, but it did not go through because it was declined. Your card did not go through.
Right, right.
Was it for that amount?
Okay, what I had another question about was a quality of life charge.
Okay, so we don't have any charges on your account, sir. Any charges.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
What date?
It was supposed to, they may have already.
If you would like for me to go into detail, I just need you to confirm the billing address for me.
Talk to her.
Okay, I need to have that paperwork. Hello there. We were told to contact you, and they guess why we have your number. On eBay, there was a quality of life. They said that on 419. There is a charge of $5.97.
Right.
Was it applied to our account?
I can go into details for you if you could just please confirm the billing address for me. And are you the wife?
Basically. 914 West 6th Street, Anderson, Indiana, 46016.
Okay, so I do need his consent to speak with you on the behalf of his account.
Oh.
It's okay to talk to her.
All right, thank you.
It's okay to talk to Teresa.
Yeah, because I'm the one who usually pays the bills. And I went through and I'm like, well, why did it go up? And so I contacted them and I said, why did the bill go up? And they said, well, there was a quality of life, thing. And I'm like, he said he didn't know anything about it. And so that's when they told us the date and the amount and everything, and that it was with a quality of life. And I thought, a quality of life on eBay? it sounds more like an insurance or something.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to pop up different because the merchants do affiliate with different companies and accounts. But it is showing, like I said, could you confirm that billing address so we can proceed, please?
914 West 6th Street, Anderson, Indiana, 46016.
Thank you so much for that. So it was a purchase to be, attempted to be made on the 19th of April. It was for a shipping and handling charge of $5.97, but it did not go through because the card was declined. Possibly your bank declined it or some other reason, but it never went through, so I don't know why they was explaining to you all to give us a call because we don't have anything to charge you out or send you out.
Okay, because that's why we, that's why we had your phone number, the amount, and the date.
Mm-hmm.
them, because now they're the ones who gave us that information.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, as long as that charge was not applied to our account, but, you know, we were under the impression that it was, so we'll give them a call and make sure that it was not applied to our account.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You have a happy Mother's Day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer service.